Geography. Free space for geography. Extending teaching and learning methods beyond the boundaries of campus.
Did you hear about Frontline?
Frontline,
by the way, has an outstanding production.
Geography Frontline.
Hey, Frontliners, how's it going? It's been a few days since the release of episode 128. Damn, and Euro 2012 has kicked in, and we are ready for the quarterfinals, right? Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I'm still trusting the banks. And if you remember, AMB Ambro predicted that Germany should win the Euro 2012 soccer championship. Yeah, and France? France is also still in the game. The team whose win would bring the most economic stability to the Eurozone. Yeah, according to AMB Ambro. So let's see how this works out, and let's start episode 129 of Geography Frontline with a follow-up on the Euro 2012 called Quarterfinals. Yeah, Germany has reached the quarterfinals of Euro 2012. Yeehaw! But why wonder, right? AMB Ambro predicted it totally right, and that they will win the cup. I'm sure about that. Don't know about you guys, but yeah. Well, let's talk about that in some episodes from now, perhaps in like 3 weeks, right? Then the tournament is over and we'll know who won the Euro 2012 championship. But what about Greece? Germany's opponent in the next match. What do you think? They for sure shouldn't win Euro 2012. And I'm not saying this because I'm German, but what kind of a sign would this be for Europe? For the Eurozone, huh? For the EU? Get rid of your finance system and win the European Cup? Hey, you think this is funny? No way. Let's read from the Jakarta Globe website, published just 2 days ago. And there it says, of all the quarterfinal clashes at Euro 2012, Germany versus Greece will be the most closely watched. And why? Yeah, with a tie being seen through the prism of the sovereign debt crisis threatening the Eurozone. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has provoked anger in Greece for leading the calls to on Athens to impose tough austerity measures in return for financial assistance to bring down debt. The irony of a potential last eight meeting with Germany after Greece's surprise win over Russia in Warsaw on Saturday was not being lost on the Greeks, with many sensing an opportunity for revenge. Here it comes. Bring us Merkel, said Greek newspaper Goal News on Sunday. You will never get Greece out of the Euro. Europe once again delirious about bankrupt Greece. Yeah, and from a media geographic perspective, I think it's more than interesting that soccer is used to talk about economic issues, right? So, Greece players too are aware that a good run in the competition in Poland and the Ukraine will help alleviate some of their compatriots' current woes. Really? Really? So do we really think that with soccer, it's all going away? It's all going to be fine? I'd say, in our media-dominated society, problems are solved by live sports. That's my opinion. American Idol and Jungle Camp. Yeah? It's a perfect distraction for real problems. Real problems. And hey, be honest, my friends, in the country of Plato and Aristoteles, are you gonna honk the horn because the Greek election or because of reaching the quarterfinals in the soccer Euro 2012? But on the other hand, you could really argue that success in soccer can help a country like Greece. Why? Because people love to win. And people love to be in a good mood. And then they spent more money, they are less depressed, and don't you think? So to put it into one simple formula, happy customers buy more. Let me know what you think by sending your comments to comment@geocfree.com or talk to the voicemail. Skype name is Geocfree. If I would know better, I'd say all frontliners are watching the Euro 2012, because in terms of feedback, it has been a really, really, really poor week. And even for one of our easiest subsections of the show, the sound riddle, there hasn't been any new answers yet. So what's going on? Please let me know. Last week, we had the following riddle to deconstruct. And nobody sent in a comment about the possible source for this sound. And you could even win a t-shirt by doing so. So, kick yourselves, take another listen, and let me know what causes such a sound. And if you don't solve this week's sound riddle, we'll have a new one next week. And I know I said it's been a slow week for feedback, but nevertheless, there is a social media platform where frontliners can interconnect, and that's Frontline on Facebook. Yeah. In case you are new listeners to the show, I just wanted to let you know and let everybody know that Frontline got a social media page on Facebook, where I constantly post news about the show and recent topics. And we even have the chance to keep up with some more dated discussions, like, let's say, like Desert Tech. Yeah, why not? This cooperation between global players in the European Union, remember? And they try to get renewable energy out of the Saharan desert, right? And so, a really interesting project for geographers, if you're asking about profits, asking about sustainability. You could ask about labor markets, local labor markets, governmental restrictions, and so on. And three days ago, I posted the link to Desert Tech's YouTube channel. Yeah, they got their own YouTube channel for marketing reasons, obviously. And to give you the chance to stay up to date on the topic. And staying up to date. That's exactly what I would love to see more often, yeah? If you run across an interesting topic that maybe has already been discussed in the show, or not, doesn't matter. Feel free to just post a comment or link about it on Frontline on Facebook. Yeah, and coming back to our soccer theme, I picked a song today that might suit the German team really well these days, but could be a perfect song for the Spanish or even some other players. This is Derek Nicoletto from his album Kind Ghosts. And you listen to this song called Champion. Run like Rocky, baby. Run from yourself. Run to your new guy. Pretend your iPhone's dead. You ran from the village to taste like suicide. I took sleeping pills. what kind of a fat sound this is, right? This is Derek Nicoletto from the album Kind Ghosts, the song Champion. You can listen to it on the Podsafe Music Network. You find that on music.meview.com, or you can listen to the songs, to the whole album, or buy the song in the iTunes Store. I post a link to the album in the US and the German iTunes Store in this week's show notes. And last episode, we talked about quick votes. we talked about quick votes a lot. We not only had to discuss the most recent one, but also two questions from older episodes. And this week, the quick vote section is, yeah, it's rather small. Will Euro 2012 impact the European economy? That was the question of last week's quick vote. And I don't know if it's because the link might have been corrupt or if all of you were indeed watching TV, but not a single answer came in. Hey, that's kind of sad. That's really kind of sad. So, stop drinking your caipirinhas and then go to this week's episode website on geography.com or check out Facebook, our Facebook page for related posts to comment on this question. Will Euro 2012 impact the European economy? A. Of course it will. Answer B. I don't think so. Answer C. Not sure. Could be. Or answer D. If you have another opinion. So, please, frontliners, let me know what you think. And maybe Germany and France are still trying to win the cup when we talk about it in the next episode. I don't know about you, frontliners, but I really love this section. In every episode, we try to catch some spirit from Alexander von Humboldt by reading from his travelogue. It's the year 1799, and he's in the south. He's in South America to find out more about vegetation, societies, landscapes. Yeah, landscapes. I'm using the term in a really traditional kind of way right now. So let's hear what he's here to say in his personal narratives of travels to the equinoctial regions of America. The suburbs of Cumana are almost as populous as the ancient town. They are three in number: Cerritos, on the road to the Plaga Chicha, where we meet with some fine tamarind trees; St. Francis, towards the southeast; and the great suburb of Gaikerias, or Gaigerias. The name of this tribe of Indians was quite unknown before the conquest, and the natives who bear that name formally belonged to the nation of the Guaraonos, of which we find remains only in the swampy lands of the branches of the Orinoco. Old men have assured me that the language of their ancestors was a dialect of the Guarunu, but that for a century past, no native of that tribe at Cumana, nor in the island of Margarita, has spoken any other language than Castilian. So there are a couple of interesting things in this passage. First of all, we learn about the urban structure of Cumana. It has suburbs. Then we hear about natives and realize that Humboldt is actually talking about natives or Indians. I think about, what I'm thinking is, think about what would have been the correct name for this people back then in 1799. I think it's not too bad to talk about natives. Use this term. That's totally PC today, right? And third, he's given us a perfect example for the death of a language. If it's not spoken, you simply forget about it. And we are talking a pre-digital age when you can simply store information so that information doesn't get lost. That's not the case in 1799, of course. So that's interesting. Let's go on reading. The denomination Gaikeria, like the words Peru and Peruvian, owes its origin to a mere mistake. Mm-hmm. Let's hear about that. The companions of Christopher Columbus, coasting along the island of Margarita, the northern coast, which is still inhabited by the noblest portion of the Gaikeria nation, encountered a few natives who were harpooning fish by throwing a pole tied to a cord and terminating in an extremely sharp point. They asked them in the Haiti language their name, and the Indians, thinking that the question of the strangers related to their harpoons, which were formed of the hard and heavy wood of the Macana palm, answered Gaike. Gaike, which signifies pointed pole. That's really a little nice little story, isn't it? I'd call this storytelling, Humboldt. Yeah. Columbus and some fishermen. Conversation going on. And none of the natives realizing that they are called Pointed Pole. Hey, Pointed Pole, what's going on today? Come on over, Pointed Pole. Have a seat. Have a drink with us, Pointed Pole. I'm not so sure if this is a true story, but anyways. But it is a nice one. It really is.
It's a four-letter word. I prepare you for that. Jobs, jobs, and jobs.
We have word from Magdalena again. Great to have her on the show with her own section about jobs, bringing you interesting offers for internships to permanent positions. And she says, "Dear Frontliners, this week's job offer is about communication. The International Human Dimensions Program on Global Environmental Change, IHDP, is looking for a communications intern from August on, for at least 2 months. It is unfortunately unpaid, but within an interesting work environment where you can meet people from many different organizations at once. You'll find more information online at www, and then she posts a link. Good luck." Yeah, thanks, Magdalena. And the link brings you right to the vacancy announcement. You find that in this week's show notes. And I'll also post the whole announcement on the Facebook wall within the next couple of days or so. Yeah, it doesn't happen too often that we have an announcement for South America. But as we just spoke about Humboldt and his voyage to South America, it happens that we got one. Because I know we have some frontliners listening from down there as well, right? Todubemo says, from August 14th to August 17th, there is the second annual Latin American Conference and Exhibition on Geospatial Information, Technology and Applications, LAGF 2012. And that's taking place in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And on their website, they say, in 2011, we bought geospatial knowledge at the heart of the economic and development agenda in Latin America, creating our first event. The success that we met leads us to repeat the experience through the second annual Latin American Conference and Exhibition on Geospatial Information Technology and Applications. Latin American Geospatial Forum will provide a platform for decision makers, developers, researchers, and application users to present and discuss the most recent innovations, trends, experiences, and concerns in the field of geospatial. Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad, right? And if you should find an interesting conference coming up within the next month or so, just feel free to send me an email and we can talk about it in the next episode of Frontline. This is it. It was rather a short episode today, but anyways, don't forget to send in your feedback, your comments, and post everything important or just interesting on Frontline on Facebook. That's facebook.com/geography. Send your comments to comment@geography.com or talk to the voicemail. Skype name is Geography. Talk to you next week, frontliners, and say it with me now. The network is us.